Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. A big day today in Illinois, a very sad day in Highland Park. This fellow Robert Cremo is coming in. First court appearance. Some very disturbing facts are coming out on this guy. This is the guy that went up with an AR-15 style weapon onto a roof, dressed in women's clothing, and just started shooting at the crowd, killed 10 people, 7 people, wounded more than 40 people. Two of the people he killed were the parents of a 2-year-old boy who was also at the parade. They found this 2-year-old boy crying, walking around covered in blood, and they didn't know who he was. 2-year-old doesn't have an ID card on him. That night, finally, they reunited him with his grandparents, but he will never remember his parents. This guy Cremo is an animal. It turns out that after he shot everybody in Highland Park, he got through the crowd in women's clothing, jumped in a car, drove to Madison. Yeah, Madison, Wisconsin, that's right, where I'm speaking right now on the radio, Madison, Wisconsin. He had 60 rounds left, and he planned to use them in Madison. You know, I don't know where he was planning it. Was he going to go in the square? Go to a shopping center? I don't know. But he told the police that he hadn't planned it out correctly, quote, end quote. So he drove back to Illinois, and when he got to Lake Forest, he was stopped. Somebody saw the license plate, called it in, and he was arrested and confessed. One of the developments that's coming out of this, and there's a couple of things that have to be really commented on. One of them is they are looking at possibly charging his father with being an accomplice to murder. And I think they should. I think his father should go to the slammer for a long time. Why do I say that? His father knew of his son's violent tendencies. He knew of the kinds of things his son said, posted on social media, the disturbing videos he looked at. The father himself seems very similar to his son in this respect. Right after the Uvalde shooting in Uvalde, Texas, where 19 little ones were killed and 2 teachers, somebody posted some kind of a social media post that said, but we've got to keep the Second Amendment, right after these little ones are killed. And the father of Cremo, I think it's also Robert Cremo the second, I think this the murderer is Robert Cremo the third, liked it. He's the same kind of a gun nut as his son. Same kind of a gun nut as his son. And he helped his son get the weapon. He sponsored him. He sponsored his son getting the weapon. Now, when you sponsor somebody in your family getting a weapon who murders 7 people, including the parents of a 2-year-old boy, wounds over 40 people, drives to Madison to murder 60 more people with 60 bullets, you have criminal responsibility. That's got to be said. You can't let... Look what happened over in Michigan. Those parents knew what was going on. Look what happened in Sandy Hook. In Sandy Hook, the guy that went in and murdered all those first graders, his mother kept a loaded AR-15 around. She was a nut like her son. Why was she not prosecuted? Because the son murdered her. She was his first victim. It's the only reason. I think the word has got to go out to parents, to people who have any responsibility for their relatives, that we will send them to jail. If they help a mentally ill, emotionally disturbed, or a known violent individual, to get a weapon that kills people, we will put them in the slammer. We will put them in the slammer. They deserve to be in the slammer. And I'll tell you what, that may very well happen down in Highland Park. But I'm going to tell you something else. It's really a larger question. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. I'm going to say a little more today. An AR-15 and that style of weapon is a military weapon. You don't go hunting with an AR-15. Its only purpose, he pumps 70 rounds quick in succession, is to kill a lot of people. That's what you do in combat. It's exactly what you do in combat. Back in Vietnam, they had M16s. Machine guns, including submachine guns, were outlawed in the 1930s. These AR-15 style weapons are more lethal, much more lethal than a 1930s style machine gun that is already outlawed. And I think outlaw is the wrong word, because people go, no, I don't want something outlawed. How about just saying categorized as a military weapon? Military weapons are categorized and cannot be owned by civilians. You don't want emotionally disturbed people, chicken hawks, people who are afraid to go in the military, big mouths, disturbed people getting military weapons. What do I mean by military weapons? How about atomic bombs, nuclear weapons? How about biological weapons? All outlawed, because they are military weapons. How about machine guns, outlawed, because they're military weapons? They're not outlawed, they are classified as military weapons. How about shoulder-held missile launchers, like javelins? You can't buy one of those. The minute you try to buy one, or you buy it on the black market, there'll be an FBI sting and you'll be arrested. Precisely because the decision makers in this society fly airplanes on airplanes, and they don't want to be shot down as they land in Mitchell Field or LaGuardia or O'Hare. They take care of themselves. You can't own Stingers and take down aircraft. You can't own bazookas. They're military weapons. The easiest thing in the world would simply be to categorize AR-15 style weapons as military weapons. And if people complain, you say, fine, join the Marine Corps. You want to shoot them? They are a lot of fun to shoot. Never shot an AR-15, but we did with M16s. I was in the Navy. The board, we're at sea. We're at sea for a heck of a long time. We throw a barrel over the stern, and as it floats away, we do target practice. It was great. No, I enjoyed it a lot. But it was supervised, and it was in the Navy, and buddies of mine who went to Nam had to use it in combat against enemy troops. That's where it should be used. It should not be used in Highland Park at a 4th of July parade. It should not be used in Uvalde to kill little ones. It should not be used in Sandy Hook to kill little ones, or in Michigan or Florida to kill high school kids. By wannabes, chicken hawks, losers, people who can't make it, shouldn't have access to it. And if people go, you're taking away my Second Amendment rights, we already took them away. You can't have a Stinger or a javelin. How do you feel about that, Jack? Why do you think that the powers that be, and I'll tell you a very funny incident involving Dick Cheney, powers that be don't utter a peep when they're told they can't bring a weapon onto an airplane? Nobody in the NRA says they should be able to. Why? Because members of the NRA fly on airplanes, and they don't want to be hijacked. Back when Dick Cheney was vice president under George W. Bush, he gave a speech in Utah. Utah, very conservative state, Second Amendment state, and a lot of the audience showed up, big audience, and they all had carrying concealed weapons. They were told to go through a metal detector, and when their weapon showed up, it was confiscated, and it was put in a locker, and they said, you'll get it back when you get out of here. You may not have a weapon around the vice president or the president. Why is that? Because they don't want assassinations. They complained. The Utah Republican Party complained. And Cheney himself said, well, that's the way it is. And the powers that be and the donors to the Republican Party are fine with that because they don't want to be assassinated either. However, when somebody goes into a grade school, and typically these are not the kind of grade schools where the leaders of the Republican Party send their kids. Sandy Hook was an exception, and some of these high schools are slight exceptions, but usually they send them to private schools, and they don't think they're going to get shot. It depends on whose ox is getting gored. If the NRA and the Republican Party thinks that their ox is getting gored, believe me, you'll lose your gun in a second, a nanosecond. When they passed the Patriot Act, after 9/11, under some circumstances, they did it so, and this is the Republican Party, can take away your gun. They already have on airplanes. They already have anywhere near the president or the vice president. They already have. You can't go out and buy a Stinger or a Javelin. They already have. You can't go out and buy a machine gun because they're military weapons. So this sick animal, Primo, down in Highland Park, that's just the tip of the iceberg. That's not the real issue. The real issue is that we have tens of millions of AR-15 style weapons out there. And not everybody respects a gun. Not everybody knows how to care for a gun. Not everybody keeps it secure. A lot of people have very disturbed relatives, and they don't necessarily have to be mentally ill. All they have to be is very emotionally disturbed. And they can go in and pepper a school. It's got to stop. The rabble in the Republican leadership have got to be faced down. And Democrats need a majority in both houses in the upcoming election so they can designate AR-15 style weapons as military, and you can absolutely use them. Jack, go to the Marine Corps, and if you're a chicken hawk and afraid to go in the Marine Corps, you don't get to fire it. How about that? Going to break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.